Hello, I'm Darren Jordan in Doha with a quick reminder of the top stories here in Al Jazeera. Germany plans to ban unvaccinated people from most public places to stop a fourth wave of COVID-19 infections. The outgoing Chancellor, Angela Merkel, described the restrictions as an act of national solidarity. South Africa has confirmed more than 11,500 new COVID-19 cases. That's five times the number reported just a week ago when South African scientists alerted the world about Omicron. Well, the new COVID-19 variant is spreading across Asia. The World Health Organization says vaccines and other measures can help contain the spread. And the US has reported Omicron in five states. President Biden has announced tighter restrictions for international travelers.
We're going to fight this variant with science and speed, not chaos and confusion. Just like we beat back COVID-19 in the spring and more powerful variant, Delta variant, in the summer and fall. As a result, we enter this winter from a position of strength compared to where America was last winter. Last Christmas, fewer than 1% of American adults were fully vaccinated. This Christmas, that number will be 72%, including more than 86% of seniors, the most vulnerable population.
The Biden administration has been forced to resurrect Donald Trump's controversial Remain in Mexico policy following a court order. It requires asylum seekers to stay outside the U.S. while they wait for their hearings. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov as the divide between Moscow and Washington widens over Ukraine. Blinken says he remains concerned over what he called Russia's aggressive policy towards Kiev. Lavrov's adamant Russia will protect its interests. Jeffrey Epstein's former house manager has told the Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking trial he remembers driving an alleged victim of the late financier. Juan Alessi said he took the woman to Epstein and Maxwell when she was about 14. The woman, now 41, testified earlier that Maxwell watched Epstein sexually assault her as a teenager. Chinese ride-hailing giant Didi Global says it'll delist from the New York Stock Exchange and pursue a listing in Hong Kong instead. The company pushed ahead with its $4 billion initial public offering in July, despite warnings from Beijing about data security.